John's as a lad who's played for this club for 8 years in the first team and not missed a game, that must be pretty special.
It hasn't quite sunk in. I think it will over the next couple of days, but that's class. Really class. And over the moon for all the boys. It's been a real team effort throughout the cup, so.
And well batted for you. You must. Yeah, 117 was probably not going to be enough there today, but no. you've knocked that off with real ease.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we went out there 117. It's not a big target, but you know, in the last round we weren't chasing a big target either, and we know how. It wasn't great. It wasn't a great batting performance against. Who was it? Goat Acre.
Yeah.
So we went out there with the mindset of we've got 40 overs. Let's use 40 overs and let's do this 1-2 down maybe. And we'll get across the line and do it for that. So,
What does this mean to you? This is your club. You've been here since you were 10? Yeah, maybe younger?
About 10. Yeah.
You've been here that long. And now you're going to walk through the Grace Gates and walk through the long room and onto the pitch at Lord's in 6 weeks' time. How does that feel for you as a man of Kelmore?
I mean, words can't describe it. I think it's everyone's dream. Everyone's dream growing up as a cricketer wants to go and play at Lord's. The history of the whole thing, and I get to go and play there now with 10 of my closest mates and the unbelievable support of all the fans. And it's just incredible. Words can't describe how proud I am for everyone here. You know, everyone from back staff, just everyone. Everyone's played a role, made it happen, and it's been really, really top class for the whole club. I just can't quite put it to.
Well done, Johnza. So proud of you, and well done. And we'll see you in 6 weeks' time.
Thank you very much.